Welcome back to At Home, the podcast. We are sitting in a lot different environment. Remember last week? It's kind of hard to remember last week, maybe. It was 70 degrees, and now we are sitting inside. It's cloudy, overcast. Looks a lot more like Wakarusa.
Yes.
This time of year. We're glad you joined us sitting around the table. We got a full room today. The gang is back together. Brant Nine, Dustin Eby, Angie Brenneman, myself, Chris Knight. We're glad that you joined us. We're in an Engage series here at Wakarusa Missionary Church, and we have been talking in each of these podcast episodes about the topic from a Sunday morning. This week, the topic was sacrifice. And actually, but this is why you want to tune into the podcast, because you don't always get to know all the story leading into a Sunday morning. So I actually spent maybe 8 or 10 hours this week working on a sermon entitled Generosity, dealing with the topic of generosity. And about, I don't know, 10 hours into it, I just felt like the Lord was just saying, it's not about generosity today, it's about sacrifice. And so totally reworked everything, 100% of it, and headed into a direction of sacrifice. But when you guys think of sacrifice, what comes to your mind?
Well, I would like to not talk about it from a biblical perspective, but from me personally, I would use the word of delayed, of instant gratification. Like a sacrifice is giving up something that I want right now, like, and waiting for something in return because I gave that up. And so for me, I know that when I think of sacrifice, it means something that I'm putting aside or I'm resisting. That would be another word that I would put in there.
Right. Yeah. The idea of giving something up is what initially kind of came to my mind as well. I mean, think of, I know you not wanting to go to a biblical definition, but just thinking of the disciples when they were called. I mean, when Jesus said to follow him, and you think about what it actually means to follow Jesus. And one of those things that for me is like, they left something behind. They all did, whether it was an occupation, it was family, it was what they had known doing their whole life. They truly had to choose to leave something behind. So in my mind, when I think of the word sacrifice, that's probably the first thing that comes to my mind, is about leaving something behind that we are comfortable or familiar with.
Yeah. Three things come to mind. Real simple and sweet. Time, food, and money. So when I think of sacrifice, I think of giving up of time. Food, I feel like the last 5 years trying to get back in shape. And so that means sacrificing some foods. And then money. And there's a whole gamut of things that falls into place with that. But those are the three things that come to mind.
You know, I agree with everything you said. I think for me, the additional word is willingly. Being willing to give up that thing, whatever it is, the latest piece of technology that I'm really interested in, or the food, oh my goodness, the food, especially this time of year, really trying to refocus physically, get ready for summer. It's the season of Lent. I try to give up some sweets and such like that, but willfully doing this for the greater
good. I want to throw just a thought process in this. Is this something that we see ourselves giving up that we don't own yet? Mm. Or do we see ourselves giving up something that's actually ours that we have to lay down, turn away from, or, you know, like I said, the word resist or put away? I just throw that in, because sometimes it's easier to sacrifice something you don't have,
yeah,
than something you own or already have in your possession.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. I don't think I've ever thought of it that way before. I think typically I think of something that I already have.
Yeah.
But I know that we've had to sacrifice things that we don't quite have yet, because we need to prioritize something else right now. So yeah, that's an interesting question to process and think through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's when something just came to my mind as you were talking, Angie, you know, the whole idea of Lent and what people give up for Lent. I think sometimes jokingly, like before, I know people that have given up things that they knew that they weren't going to even like do anyway. So like that, I'm going to give up doing this thing that I wasn't going to have a problem doing anyway. And I think that's not sacrifice as much as it is, because you should feel it, right? I mean, I think when you think about something that you're willing to sacrifice, when you think about sacrifice, it's something that you should feel like it should be hard. It shouldn't be an easy thing to do. And so, you think of different, you know, different examples, and you guys have mentioned a few of them with like time, technology, things like that. I think about the things that you spend most of your time doing throughout your day. And if like you were called or you were asked to give up one of those things, how hard would that be for you to do? And as I think about it for myself personally, it's like, man, there's some things that would be really, really challenging for me to give up or to sacrifice.
Mm. Well, I think that the reason why I asked that, and I'm just going to share this little idea that I have, is that sacrifice often in our day and age, and that's why I said not biblical, is that it often pertains to money, like giving up something that has like monetary value.
Yeah.
But I really think sacrifice, and what we're going to go into this conversation, is that it's not just money. It's actually living in a way of seeing your time as a sacrifice, mm-hmm. seeing your relationships with others and how you sacrifice, whether it's your preferences, your ideals to make a relationship work with somebody, to build that friendship. I guess it would even be in the side of your everyday life, like our own schedule preferences, like I said, in time. Yeah. And so I just think it's even resources. And I think we often just keep to this whole idea that it's has this dollar amount. And I hold to that thought that it's more than money. Sacrifice involves more than money.
So we're in a series right now, and it's called Engage. And for those of you who are not a part of Walk EMC, just for clarity, this Engage initiative has two components to it. One is a spiritual commitment, and the other is a financial commitment. We're looking to renovate just around 15,000 square feet of our facility in order to make it efficient to be able to continue to do the ministry that we're doing here. But in that, you're right, it is not about a money thing. In this whole series, the burden on my heart has been the spiritual commitment. And Sunday was hard. If you were here, Sunday was hard for me. Sunday morning, the first service, I just felt this weight, this burden. And this is an abnormal burden for me. Like this is, I can be burdened, but this was just a heaviness. And I couldn't explain it. I could hardly put joy on my face. I was just burdened, absolutely burdened for this very thing, that if we would sacrifice our time, our willingness, our resources, to really speak into people's lives, to live in relationship with people, our community would look completely different if it did. And it's the weight of us actually jumping in and saying, I will sacrifice. I will do that. I'm willing to. Not just hear it, not just write a name down, but actually put it into practice.
And I think that ties to why it's more than money, because a lot of us can get our checkbooks out and we can write.
It's an easier,
I'll give this. Mm-hmm. But real sacrifice ties to a change in me, a change in who I am and how I relate to God and others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on the flip side of that, for some, it is the financial piece. You know, that is the thing that maybe where that would be a very big sacrifice for them right now, currently with where they're sitting, the financial commitment would be something that would be a legit sacrifice for some. But I completely agree with what you guys are saying. And I think what difference could be made if there's the willingness, not just the understanding of what we're talking about, but the true willingness to take kind of that leap, to make that sacrifice for those around us.
Phrase just came to my mind as we're talking about this. And I think time is a big sacrifice, and for anybody, because of the world we live in today with the busy schedules and all of the things on our to-do list and the things that we want to accomplish, et cetera. Does sacrifice equal efficiency? Mm. And I don't think it always does. I think most times it requires you to slow down. And for some people, that's hard to understand in their sacrifice. Why doesn't, even for me, as we go through this Engage initiative, relationally, but also with our facility, both things have been a challenge for me, because my personality is, I would love to just see the end result. You know, with the ones that I've been investing in, discipling and being intentional with, and sacrificing a lot of time away from my family with, you know, I just would love to see the light bulb. And you know, God may not have that for me to see, but generations could still be impacted because of my sacrifice, right? So in my, through my lens, I don't see efficiency in the sacrifices.
Right, because there's no such thing as efficiency in relationships.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to build a deep relationship with someone if you're all about efficiency. Like marriage and efficiency don't exist, coexist. Yeah. I mean, you can say, oh, hi, honey, how are you doing today? And have a good day. What are you doing? And that's like this level that you stay at.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it might be efficient. You might find out what your spouse is doing, but it doesn't build any depth or any perception into that person. So I think efficiency for us is very much a cultural thing that we want to produce. And this is something that is produced over long period of time, a lot of struggle, I think a little bit of pain, little bit of perspective changes, insight into our own personal preferences that maybe need to be even changed, and really digging into who God has us to be in relationship with others. And that's a bigger concept than what I'm just giving up in a dollar amount. It's actually, what am I giving to the greater mission, which we talked about last week, to be on mission? What am I giving up in my daily life, even in my family life, my resources that God's gifted me with? Because, Chris, we know we don't own these resources. God's given us this life. He's given us what he's put in each of our lives, our families, our individuals, everything. And they're really his.
I think that's a really good point that you guys are making here. I'm just sitting here pondering. Actually, if you've ever been in our studio, there's windows. I just find myself staring out the window, thinking through that whole concept of slowing down. You know, I live at a fast pace, and I think things just come quick at me. And I try to figure out how to be as efficient and yet thorough, you know, with them as possible. But keep, okay, move that off my plate. Move that decision off my plate. Let's get this one going. Go, 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 go. But I haven't really thought about it from that way. So I'm glad you said that. That gives me a lot to think about. Sometimes the best thing I can sacrifice is just slowing down. I don't like slowing down.
Me either.
That's hard. Patience is hard.
Yeah.
But no, that was really good.
Well, good thought. Why is sacrifice so important on this journey of discipleship? We talk about discipleship. Mm-hmm. We talk about our own discipleship to Jesus. We talk about working and bringing the gospel into the world around us, sharing our lives with others, helping somebody walk with Jesus. How does sacrifice, what do you guys see this playing into the discipleship process that we're on? Not just individually, but even as a church too.
Yeah. Chris, you alluded to it a little bit on Sunday about this idea of the ripple effect that happens when you do invest in somebody, how it doesn't just stop there, or shouldn't just stop there, right? We talk about making disciples who make disciples. And so it does have an effect that's just beyond that one person. There's a ripple that affects generations, but it also affects multiple people along the way. So,
you know, when I look at this topic, I also think of small group concepts. Sometimes in a small group setting, we want to go deep with a group of people and never leave that group of people and never open the door to be able to allow other people in. Daryl Kripe just was on Carrie Newhoff not too long ago, and he was talking about having a one, and he said something to the effect of this. You know, sometimes the church looks at the sanctuary as their sanctuary away from the world, where that you can come in and you can escape the world so that you can at least sit down with like-minded people who all get it and all want it this way. You know, sometimes sacrificing is being willing to leave the comfort of our relationships that we currently have and the joy that we find in those relationships enough to invite somebody else into that relationship, because that's how multiplication happens.
Chris, I really like the way you put it in the blog that will be released, but it says there's the question that you ask, am I prepared to set aside my comfort, my security for a cause greater than myself?
Right.
And I think that's such an important part of this whole idea, is that we are, as much as we would like to say that we are not self-centered or selfish humans, we all are. I mean, our entire day revolves around our schedule, because it's what we need to accomplish and get done, and our families and our decisions and all those things, which is which is fine and that's normal. But when we talk about sacrifice, like what are we willing to do to give up that goes beyond ourself is a big deal. And we think about this idea of discipleship. There are going to be people that we encounter, opportunities that, yeah, may not be efficient for us or convenient at the time, but they may be opportunities that God has placed us in front of us where we are going to have to give up something, time, effort, energy, whatever, to invest in those people or those situations. But man, what an opportunity it is. And we may never know the fruit of what, you know, what comes from that, what comes from those relationships. But I know, Brant, you mentioned on Sunday that you are, you know, you wouldn't have been standing up there if it wouldn't have been for the people that have invested in you. It's the same thing with me. I can list off a number of people that I know were specifically intentional, took time out of their day, you know, and coaches, teachers, whoever, that didn't have to, that went out of their way. Yeah, that's, I guess, a better way for me to put it is being willing to go out of your way for somebody. And that meant the world to me. And I know that that's why that I'm here getting to do what I get to do.
Isn't it interesting, though, how we're really good at receiving that? Oh, these people funneled into my life. They were all over my life. They sacrificed for my life. I'm so grateful for them. The end. Hmm. Why does it stop there? Why would that not play out in our lives to say, okay, who do I get to go do that in their life now? You would think if it really had that impact, that the natural outsource of that impact would be, I got to go put this into practice.
Right. And it's, you see a little bit of that wrestling match even with the disciples. I mean, when Jesus he dies before he comes back to meet them, I mean, there's almost this questioning of like, okay, well, that was good while it lasted, but now what? And it's almost like when he comes back and then he shows them the wounds in his hands, that he comes back and meets with them and says, you know, peace be with you. And there's almost this revitalization of like, oh my word, yeah. Okay, now we're back on mission. Like, we need to go do what we were called to do.
Which plays in a little bit to the text that I used on Sunday. Ultimately, was 1 Thessalonians 2. And that is where Paul and Silas and Timothy, ultimately, these guys were going from town to town and getting beat up, getting abused, getting thrown into jail, all that kind of stuff. At what point do you go, this is not worth it any longer? This is stretching me way outside of my comfort zone. I need to step it back because the Lord's clearly not asked me to sacrifice to the point of pain or physical pain. But we've kind of drawn the boundaries of what sacrifice looks like. And God, I'm willing to sacrifice as long as it stays inside this box.
That it only really is all about me.
Mm.
And I think really sacrifice is seeing that you are part of something bigger than you. And this is actually a gift from the Lord to see that you can be part of something greater, but it's really hard to grasp. And that's where we're talking about that this whole idea of living generously isn't in our nature. Mm-hmm. This isn't the first thing I do every morning. I want to get up and take care of my children and make sure everybody else is taken care of. And then, you know, it's me. I would love to just sit, drink my cup of coffee and not think about packing lunches or making eggs. And I say that because that's like literally what I felt like last week because I was really sick. And so when you're sick, you don't really want to think about anybody else. And I just say that when we talk about sacrifice and living with on mission, you're actually going to something greater than you. Seeing the gospel of Christ being bigger and being on mission is impacting a larger body.
Yeah. So you said you don't just wake up and think, oh, look at this. I can't wait to sacrifice today.
Sorry. As a mom,
I thought higher.
Yeah.
I think all moms could say we have to sacrifice. It's like almost pushed on us.
But what popped into my head was we put conditions on sacrifice. Mm. So we say, you know what? If I had more time, then I would give more. If I just had more time, I'm going to, once I get to this level, I'll be able to do more. Once I get to this level of wealth, I'll be able to give more. What happens is we get more time and then we just fill it with other things. We get more money and then we just spend it on other things. We always live within our means, whether it's relational means, within our, skill set means, our occupation, financially, we always are living in our means. And so the reality is I would challenge people, stop waiting for the win and just start doing it now because there'll never be that win. You know, you hit the lottery. I would have to play it probably to hit it, unless I just happened to walk down, you know, Waterford Street and find a ticket that hit, you know. So here's the reality. You hit it, and then it's always something different. Now I get to do this. You know, Dustin, we're sacrificing our Harley Davidsons, you know, to be a part of this. Can you imagine you and me riding down the road on Harley?
I used to have a motorcycle, Angie. Really? But I had to sacrifice it when we had kids because Francie said,
Not going to happen.
Mm. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So you talked about counting the cost a little bit on Sunday. And so a thought just came to my mind. How do you measure wisdom and sacrifice? And then where is the line where it becomes an excuse? You know what I mean? So I have a certain amount of money, and I know that I'm called to sacrifice. And so I give, you know, maybe there's a line there, right, where it's not wise to give X amount of money, but I also don't want to count the cost and make excuses of why I can't do this. So I guess I don't know if that's something we can answer, or if it's I got to process that, but how do you balance wisdom and excuses when it comes to sacrifice?
I think what you just said, though, is the reason why a lot of people never get to the point of sacrifice is they allow that set of thinking to be like, okay, well, until I kind of get the exact amount that I can or whatever, right. I think it's part of just, there's a practice of it. Even if there's just a start of like, okay, you know, like I know for a fact that this is, you know, that we can do this. So let's at least start somewhere. Like let's build the habit or the practice in our life so that maybe when there is a time where we can give more, whether it is money or time or whatever, like that it's, that sacrifice doesn't necessarily feel like it's this foreign thing that we all of a sudden are trying to force into our lives. It's become more of a part of our lives than maybe what we've realized.
Well, as I sat here and I think of that question, it goes back to what Dan and I even were talking about this morning. It's like, what is sacrifice? Well, I do go back to the biblical definition of what a sacrifice is. And so if you go into the Old Testament, a lot of times we see sacrifices having to do with altars and giving up something to kind of sacrifice to the Lord, whether it's, you know, your first fruits. But as we were sitting there and we were talking through this, he goes, remember that line where Abraham and Isaac are walking, and Isaac actually looks at his dad, and he says, okay, we have the wood. We have all the things to make the fire. Where's the sacrifice? Mm. And Abraham had to look at Isaac and say, the Lord will provide, and we walk up the mountain. And yet Isaac knew that, like, there's just this side of me that goes, well, how does a dad and a son walk up the mountain knowing that this sacrifice is going to take place, but yet both of them be willing in heart to be obedient? Mm-hmm. And I guess when you say, what's the wisdom?
Yeah.
I think the wisdom is obedience. Mm. And I think God never asks us to do more than we can handle. That's true. But I also think sometimes what we think we can handle is different than what God thinks, because it's obedience, and obedience isn't naturally necessarily our first choice.
Yeah, I think before you said that last line, I think I would have pushed back, because I think absolutely God asks us to do more than we're capable of doing, but he's the one that provides the strength and the endurance to get through the things that we never thought we could, or do the things that we never thought we could.
Because we limit ourselves.
Right, yeah.
In sacrifice.
That's good.
Yeah. So much of sacrifice has to do with faith as well, because I go back to that story of Abraham and Isaac, and in Genesis, I haven't looked at it recently, but it says something to the effect of early in the morning, Abraham got up and started this journey. This was a multiple day journey. This was a long trip. It would have been easy to say, I think I'm just going to sleep in. You know, and we're going to give God time. God will keep putting out fleeces. Show us the lamb first, and then I will walk, you know, along the way, even being candid with Isaac. Listen, we're going to go on this journey, and if God doesn't really show up with the lamb, we'll head back home. I mean, there could have been all kinds of justifications along the way, but there was faith in this and said, you know what, we're going all the way through. God will provide. To the point where he puts his son on the altar. And this isn't a little kid. This is somebody who had the will and the ability and the strength to get off that altar himself. But
Yes.
Again, that's trust in this process of sacrifice.
And it, but here's the deal. God showed up in just the right time at just the right moment. And did that impact just Abraham? It impacted Isaac. It impacted the generations to follow. And it still impacts us with the story of faith. And so I think that there's one more step here in sacrifice is that it teaches, when you learn to sacrifice as a parent, as a couple, and you walk through life and you're making these choices that God's asking you and you're walking in obedience, there are eyes watching you. You are telling the story of what God can do through sacrifice by your own obedience. And that story is being told to your kids. Because generosity, the best way to pass generosity on is by living it out. And your life is preaching the message, not your words. And when we say that all the time as parents, like, your life will preach this. Your heart and where it is in sacrifice will preach to your children and bring your whole family with you in the journey.
Can we go back to Tina Maurer's quote from her testimony that she gave? So Tina's on staff here at Walk EMC, for those of you who don't know. And she gave her testimony a couple weeks ago, and our congregation got to see that. And here's a quote from that. She said, "Everyone is capable of having a one because that's what Christ has called us to do. And he is the one that equips us and gives us what we need to be able to minister, encourage, and speak truth to those he brings along our path. It's not about us. It is about him. We just have to be obedient and faithful to what he's asking us to do." And to Dustin's point earlier, you know, this will sound like it's a story to glorify myself at first, but then you'll see where God, it really gets all the glory at the end of it. But it's just a really simple call of obedience from the Lord on me a few months ago, where me and the boys went out to just have a daddy-son lunch, and I felt like God was calling me to tip our waiter an extra amount of money. And honestly, and it was amount of money that I just didn't have. And to be fully transparent, we know this person and their situation, and I just felt like, you know, this was something that we needed to do. I felt like the Lord was putting that on my heart, but I was really nervous because I was going to go home and tell Francie, hey, there's an X amount of money that's coming out of our account. I know that we didn't have extra this month, but I just felt like the Lord was calling me to do that. And I knew she would respect that decision, but I was also wondering, okay, so how are we going to make up for that and so on. So it was so interesting, you know, and so, it's such a God thing that next Sunday, there's an envelope on my office desk, and it just says, "I just felt like God was telling me to give you this." And it was the same exact amount of money that I tipped that waiter. And it was totally God saying, "Brant, just calling you to obedience and seeing if you're willing to do it." That was huge. And goes along with what we're talking about here, but also what Tina said. We just have to be obedient and faithful to what he's asking us to do. So
good. God provides.
Yep.
Guys, as we wrap this up, any last thoughts? Sacrifice topic?
Well, I'm excited to see what stories come out of this journey in this 7-week series, because I think it's not just about talking about this. It's actually the stories that are going to unfold in the weeks and years ahead.
Yeah, Chris, you talk about the unwritten stories.
Totally.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
You know, God, I mentioned there, God provides. This is a silly story. Yesterday, I went shopping at Aldi for our family, and I hate the fact that I never have cash, and so I didn't have a quarter for the cart.
That's the worst
part. And I'm driving there, and I'm thinking to myself, what in the world am I going to do? Because I'm looking at the list that I've been sent with. That, you know what, I can like manhandle so many things. But this list was over the top. You know, I didn't know I was going to be scooting a box on the ground. I didn't know what to do. And it was so funny. I got out to County Road 26. We're out in your neck of the woods. And I prayed this simple. That's a great point.
Do you have a quarter?
Yeah, I borrow a quarter. I'm going to Aldi. And I remember I prayed a simple prayer. God, I don't know how it's going to work out, but I don't have the quarter to go do this. I can't even go in and exchange like dollar for quarters or whatever. I don't know how this is going to work. And so I decided, well, I'm just going to go in anyway. And I walked up and I got to the carts and the lady left her quarter in the cart. Yeah. And it's the simple things. But I stopped long enough to pause and think, you know, God, I prayed about a simplest of little things. Mm-hmm. And even as I shopped through the store, it changed my focus to thinking about, well, how could I bless other people? What are other ways to give? And I think when we grasp hold of this, that God will concern himself with the simplest of things, along with the great things of life. I serve a God that I can trust. Therefore, I also serve a God that I can sacrifice for, because he meets our needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that you tell that story, because one of the things we do as a family is we often talk about, what are we grateful for? What have God done? And mm-hmm. Dan's been really instrumental in the kids' lives of just saying the simple things that make a difference by just allowing your life to be open and how God shows up. And I just think, you know, listener, be willing to see those opportunities to God to use you, work through you, and maybe do something in you that you weren't expecting. And that's really a huge thing.
Last thought I have on the idea of just even what you were just saying there, but like of trust. And a lot of times we'll say, well, yeah, of course we trust God. And if we're willing to sacrifice, we trust him. But how many, and this goes to me, I have to ask myself, how many times have I given God the opportunity to be trusted? Mm-hmm. Or am I just rushing, or am I not doing something because I'm like, well, yeah, I trust him, but maybe not right now, or not with that, not at this time, because we really need this money, or we really need this to happen. And so I think just in my own life of being willing to say, God, I want those opportunities to trust you more. So, and those are sometimes scary things to pray, but I mean, for trust to be built, that's what has to happen.
Well, friend, thanks for joining us today. We've talked a lot about this topic of sacrifice. We've talked around the table, and you know, sometimes we show up into this room and we have notes, and sometimes we follow them, sometimes we don't. One of the things that as I was walking through this time together, this 30 minutes that you gave us, I'm finding myself wondering, what are your stories of sacrifice? How's God called you to this? We would love to hear from you. Walkemc.org is where you can find our website. You'll find our email address on there as well. We would love to hear from you. How has God led you in this theme of sacrifice? And what lessons can we learn from each other? Until next time, we wish you all the grace and peace the Lord has offered us.